Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's Monday the 12th of August 2024 and I want to ask you today, when did you last put up your prices? Because this is something that you should be constantly experimenting with and pushing. And often MSPs are afraid of putting up prices because they don't want to put off potential new clients. If you don't win new clients very often, I can understand completely that you'd be scared that you'd put people off by being too expensive. And also, of course, you don't want to risk retention with your existing clients. So I'm going to suggest something today that you almost take like a two-pronged approach to price rises. Let's look first of all at prices for brand new clients, then we'll look at prices for existing clients. So with brand new clients, I think possibly your marketplace and your pricing can be a lot more flexible than it is right now. So the trick is to try and find the ceiling for your local marketplace. So if you're based in, I don't know, Oklahoma, for example, then the maximum price per user or per device that the market will pay is probably going to be lower than if you're based, say, in New York City or in London. So different marketplaces do have different ceilings, but the only way for you and me to find that out is for you to be constantly putting your prices up. So here's how you do it. You make it very simple. Let's say, I'm going to go with US dollars just for simplicity. Let's say you charge $50 per user, right? So you sell a brand new client and you're charging them $50 per user. Great. So we know the marketplace will pay that price. Now you put your price up to $55 per user. So this is for new clients, remember. So the next pitch that you do or the next proposal you put in, it's $55 per user and someone buys that. So we now know the marketplace can accept that price. So then we move it up to 60. And do you see what you're doing here? You're constantly pushing yourself up. It doesn't matter what your competitors are doing. It doesn't matter how you emotionally feel about it. You're just pushing that price up. And eventually you come to a point where you've hit the ceiling. You're too expensive for the marketplace. Who knows what that's going to be? You just have to keep pushing it up. But $5 or $10 per user for each client, and you keep pushing it up until you find it. Now, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it, and again, this is for new clients, is that you take a very flexible approach to pricing in that your base might be $50 or $55 per user, but you look at the client and you say, well, do you know what? This is a low technology company. They don't really understand what they're doing. They're going to be very noisy. I'm going to want to see $60 or $70 per month minimum. So you're constantly almost making up the price, a new price for every single client. That's another way of doing it. Many MSPs feel that's a difficult approach and prefer a fixed price, but in which case you've got to be testing it. So that's for brand new clients. Now, I think for existing clients, you put them on a program of annual or every 18-month price increases, and maybe that even goes in your contract, and it's certainly that something that you talk about at the selling stage. But essentially, you don't worry too much about retention, but also you're not seen as profiteering. Well, there's actually two ways of doing it. There's the overt price rises and there's the covert. Overt is where you have a price rise every 12 months. It's X percent and you communicate that to them and it just goes in and applies. Covert is where you sell them additional services, but you make sure you have a higher margin. So let's say they buy from you, I don't know, email signatures. And let's say you normally sell that at $10 per user per month. You would sell that at $20 per user per month. And that extra $10 is your price rise. You see how it's a covert price rise. You know, you pick the approach that's best for you. And some people wouldn't sleep at night if they do that. Some people like that because they're sneaking through price rises to difficult clients. They've got lots and lots of different options. And hey, let's talk about this in the Members Only Facebook group if this is something you want to discuss. So some things to tell you this week. This coming Thursday, we're going to give you next week's content. And that's to start using week commencing the 19th of August. It's about upgrading Windows 11. You've got to get onto version 2.3.h.2 by the 8th of October 2024. And that's all explained in the latest blog and the latest video. And also, the August website review is active right now. If you go to portal.msp.com/website-reviews, you can see all of the reviews I've done over the last couple of years and enter your MSP into this month's review. Have a great week. I hope you have a very profitable one. Get those prices up. And I look forward to speaking to you next week. See ya.